This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mostly, though we do have people in their 20s and 30s. Between my daughter and myself, she's a certified estate planner, and I'm a master certified estate planner. Between the two of us, we've been serving, again, mostly pre-retirees and retirees for over 70 years. That's right, 70. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks, if that's possible. So thanks for tuning in. Let me give you some contact information. So if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in for a company consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. And don't worry if you don't have something to write it down. I'll repeat it several times throughout the show. That toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Herman H. PA, 16148, in a development called Linden Point. Linden Point. I'd say probably at least half, maybe more, from actually from Ohio. Now, many of our clients have moved elsewhere, so we have clients in a variety of states. And, of course, if you're a long-distance person, have to be driving through the area. Now with Zoom and webinars, all kind of things, we can do it remotely as well. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, one of the things we do is show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. Most people like to go to the widgets and talk about investment and savings. We'll get to that because we do that as well. And I'm going to give you some shocking information that you need to start planning for. That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, that could really wipe you out. There's about a 70 to 75%, according to the government, that if you're past 65 years of age or older, that one of the 70, 75% will end up needing some type of convalescent care. And you're going to listen to these staggering numbers, and I have this calculator that's amazing, folks. I'll talk about it in a minute. So there's also a 25% you won't need some type of convalescent care. So what do I mean by convalescent care? I mean in-home care, which most people would rather spend in-home, I would think, assisted living care, adult day care, or nursing home. So I'm going to give you some figures from Pennsylvania and Ohio, and I could do any state, and it's shocking. So cost of calculator, what does it cost? And we're only using, by the way, you know, the inflation came out at 4.2 last week, but, you know, nursing home has been going much higher than that. So we can use any inflation you want. So this is from Pennsylvania, the first one. I used 3%, and then I also said what's going to cost 25 years from now. So in 2018, then I'll give you 2021, the cost for home health care was $57,840. Now, of course, this is the state of Pennsylvania. Our area is probably slightly less. 2021, $59,575.86. And projected it in 25 years, you ready for this number? This is for home health care, $124,738.62. Assisted living care, 2018 was $64,000, I'll round cents off, $291. 2021, assisted living care in Pennsylvania at 66,219. Projected, this is for assisted living, not nursing home, 2046, $138,649. Now, you ready for this? Nursing home, semi-private, 2018, $122,972, 2021, $126,662, and projected in 2046, $265,201. Now, I won't go to the private because private is escalated. Now, that's for Pennsylvania. Ohio, they're almost similar. 2021. In-home is $56,442. Projected 2046, $118,176. Assisted living care 2021, $57,251. Projected in 2046, $119,871. And by the way, I can do it 10 years, 5 years, whatever number you want on it. And nursing homes, right now, it's a little bit less than Ohio than PA, $99,048. Projected 2046. This is only at 3%, $207,385. So, folks, you may be saying, I'm not going in a nursing home. And by the way, you may be right because there's 25, 30% chances you won't. My grandmother lived to 98. She never spent a day in there. My dad was 86. He spent 2.5 months in there. My mom, who died at 93, she never spent a day in there. My father-in-law went in when he was 80. He died in a nursing home at 87. He spent 7 years. So here's my question to you. Whether it's in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, adult daycare, what asset do you have to set aside for that? How are you planning for that? What strategy do you have in place? Or are you one of these ones that stick your head in the sand and say, well, that won't happen to me. I've got kids. They'll take care of me. Well, what if you set up buying long-term care because that's becoming kind of out of vogue, very expensive, very few companies are in that space anymore, and the rates just keep coming up. And if you never use it, if you happen to be in that 25 or 30%, you lost all that money. So what if there's a strategy you could do double duty? What I mean by double duty, it can pay you a fairly, you know, competitive rate of return, better than a bank. If you don't use it and die, guess what? There's a death benefit that's higher than what you put into it. But if you need care, it's called a living benefit. It can not only what you put into the contract, but it also has a feature, a death benefit that you can use while you're alive to help accelerate and use that money for in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home while you're alive. Living benefits. Living benefits. So it's got a competitive rate of return, it's got a death benefit, and if you need it for home care, assisted living care, nursing home care, it has that feature too. Now, I think that strategy, if you can qualify, that's another key, qualify, is probably better than what you have in a mutual fund, which you could lose the money, or a money market account that's not earning hardly anything, or credit union or savings account. So if you'd like to learn more about that, that's a feature, folks, that you got to have at least a small portion of your money in something like that, at least explore it. So if you'd like to learn more about that, call us toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, and set up that 5-minute call where I can talk to you more about that. Now, I'm doing this on Thursday, which is June 3rd. Your listen is on June 5th. You know what comes out tomorrow? The jobs report. Last month, they were expecting like 900-some thousand. There's only 200-some thousand. And most people expected the market tank. It did just the opposite because they figured inflation might be in check a little bit. In other words, the economy wasn't growing as hot. But the headline... Well, let's start. Very strong May ADP numbers, which were reported a day later, normal due on Memorial Day. The headline of 978,000 is the highest gain we've seen in a year. Well, you think that would be positive? Well, the market didn't like it today. When June 2020 saw a one-month gain of 4.35 million new jobs, filling in deep holes from early pandemic layoffs. And of course, the unemployment was under 400,000. So that report came out good. 385,000 versus 390,000. So that's the first time we've been under 400,000 since the pandemic hit. So goods producing jobs performed very well with 128,000 new jobs last month, but service really took off. 850,000 new private sector placements last month. So if the job reports comes out, which I think could be pretty strong, will the market go up or will it go down? Well, last week, the jobs report was way down, or not last week, but the last month, jobs report was way down, and the market went just the opposite. So we'll have to wait and see. And we're going to talk about on next segment about Social Security planning and what we do, and we're going to talk about some strategies where maybe you can have your cake and eat it too, where you're not really sure what you should do, but it can work both ways. And I'll talk about that when we come back from the break. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. What we're going to talk about in this segment is about a strategy that I've mentioned before where you're not sure where the market's going to go. Maybe you've hit the top. Some people like Zacks and some other folks think it's going to continue. Other people think, I was just listening to Alice Dorkin. I'm doing this Thursday night. Of course, she says, ladies and gentlemen, it's filling in the gaps. It still may be one little slight higher, and then it's come tumbling down. So the question is, who's right, who's wrong? The question is, how much can you afford to lose? Not that you want to lose. How much can you afford to lose? Well, what if there's a strategy? I mentioned this before. Everything has pros and cons. I've got strategies. It's called enhanced index annuities. Enhanced index annuities, or FIAs, fixed index annuities, some people call them. A FIA, where, and this is, there's over 1,100 of these, and about 40 are pretty decent. They've done over the past 10 years anywhere from 6.5 to some, many of them in the double digits, folks. That doesn't mean it's going to do that in the future. But with no risk to principal. And if the market's choppy and you have a negative and you get a zero, you know what happens? You reset it. What does that mean, reset? So if the market tanks, say 50%, you don't have to wait to get 100% back to get even like you're in the market. It could have a 10% move, and you're going to capture, you know, a good portion of that gain. So that's something you should definitely look into. That's one of the things we do. We talk about investments or savings. We like to describe it like yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. Red money, it's anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuity. It's risk money. There's nothing wrong with risk money if you can afford the risk. And then there's green money, long-term CD, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their pros and all have their cons. If I were to ask you a question, is all stocks good? What would you say? No. Some are good, some done good, some fall out of favor. Are all mutual funds good? No. So they all have their pros and cons, but rather than be closed-minded, you should keep an open-minded. is what you're looking for, what it does. A lot of people have a lot of myths about that. So I told you what we do. We show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. It's better to do pre-crisis, but if you're in a crisis situation, we have LL Law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania can help with that. And then we do tax preparation, tax planning. We have about 45 or so still on extensions. We did over 500, tax returns. But we do tax planning. And if you want to go to our website, we have three websites. One is leavealegacy.com, and you get these on-demand seminars. I'm going to be sharing one of them probably on the next segment. It's about, 4, 5, 6 minutes, and they got questions. I'm going to read some of the questions to you. One's on Social Security. One's on are you ready to retirement. One's on a guaranteed income. I'll probably do that one next week, paycheck for life. A lot of people should have a certain amount set aside for that. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney, women and wealth, how to have a tax-free retirement. So if you go to leavealegacy.com and click on-demand seminars, you'll see some of those on-demand seminars. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office over 20 years ago. I know there's not too many advisors that I know of have worked at the Social Security office. So we're well versed in that arena. And that's an asset you should look at as an asset. The question is, will it be there for you? If you're close to retirement, we believe it is. And if you're in your 40s, who knows what's going to happen. So that website's called leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Then we have a tax website called innovationtaxservice.com. And if you're paying a lot of taxes, you want to write this website down, EliteTaxReduction.com. We work with some of the top CPAs and attorneys throughout the country, tax attorneys. We're not trying to replace your accountant or CPA at all. We work alongside that. And you only pay if you got the blessing of the person you're working with. And then if we save you the money, then we will charge you a fee if you decide to implement the plan. So you can't lose. So you can check it out. Good way of doing it. So innovationtaxservice.com. But if you have a lot of taxes, EliteTaxReduction.com. The other website's called LeaveALegacy.com. So let's talk about, before we talk about Social Security, 10 Social Security myths, and then we'll talk about the next segment. I'll play that little video in the quiz. IRS focuses on cryptocurrency. Do you know anything about crypto? Do you have some, or do you have some neighbors, kids that are involved in that? Are you ready? Cryptocurrencies have gone mainstream. For example, you can use Bitcoin to buy far more than what you think. To see, try Googling, what can I buy with Bitcoin? You can get more than, ready for this, 350,000 hits. By using cryptocurrency, has federal income tax implications that may surprise you. With the price of Bitcoin having gone through the roof, of course, there's all different types of coins out there. And the big one is Bitcoin. And that one, went as high as like 65,000 and then pulled all the way back to 30,000. So a lot of these coins are very volatile. But anyway, with the price of Bitcoin having gone through the roof before its recent decline, and with the increasing acceptance of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as forms of payment, the tax implication, this is from the Bradford Institute that I'm reading to you, using cryptocurrencies are a hot-button issue for the IRS. And under this $6 trillion plan that Joey, JB, our president, with the House and Ways Committee, his staffers, the one who's really running the show I talked about last week, they're hiring. I've heard numbers of 60,000 plus IRS agents, folks. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But make sure you do things right. Cross your T's, dot your I's. First thing, what is cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is digital money issued and controlled by software developers and accepted as payment by willing parties. Also known as virtual currencies, cryptocurrencies can be transferred, stored for future use, held for investment if you consider making bets to be investing, or traded electronically. Bitcoin is the most well-known example. Unlike conventional currencies such as the U.S. dollar or the euro, cryptocurrencies are essentially unregulated. Are they going to be regulated? Or are they going to get rid of them? Bitcoin, as I said, is the most well-known example. Unlike conventional currencies such as the U.S. dollar or the euro, cryptocurrencies are easily unregulated. It's the Wild West, baby. The most common way to obtain cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin, is through cryptocurrency ATMs or online exchanges, which typically charge nominal transaction fees. Some businesses happily accept payments in cryptocurrencies to avoid the transaction fees charged by credit card companies and online payment processing services as PayPal. Through cryptocurrencies are basically unregulated. Every cryptocurrency transaction is digitally recorded in distributed public ledgers such as blockchain. Anyone can download a copy of blockchain to trace the path of cryptocurrency's transaction. And the IRS wants to know about your cryptocurrency transaction. The 2020 version of the IRS Form 1040, that's the form you recently filed, asks whether you received, sold, sent, or exchanged, or otherwise acquired any time during the year any financial interest in the virtual currency. If you did, you're what? Supposed to check the box yes. The fact that the question appears on page 1 of Form 1040, right below the lines of supplying tax information, such as your name and address, indicates the IRS is getting serious about enforcing the compliance with applicable tax rules. Fair warning. The 2020 Form 1040 instruction clarifies the virtual currency transactions for which you should check the yes box include, but not limited to, what? The receipt or transfer of virtual currency for fee, the exchange of virtual currency for goods and services, the sale of virtual currency, the exchange of virtual currency for other property, and the disposition of financial interest in the virtual currency. There's a whole report. If you'd like to get this crypto report by the Bradford Institute, call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963, and I'd be glad to send it to you. So we're only going to have time to do one Social Security myth, and we'll talk about it on the next segment, the rest of them. Myth number one, Social Security is going broke. The facts, as long as workers and employees pay payroll taxes, Social Security will not run out of money. They might have to extend, you know, the age requirements or increase, well, they have been increasing the amount of income a person make. Pay-as-you-go system, revenue coming in from FICA. Social Security does face funding challenges. For decades, it collected more than it paid out, building a surplus of $2.9 trillion. By the end of 2019, but the system is starting to pay out more than it takes in, larger because of the retiree population is growing faster than the working population and living longer. Without changes how Social Security is financed, the surplus is projected to run out 2035. I've seen it 2033. Even then, Social Security won't be broke. It will still collect tax revenue and pay benefits, but will only have enough to pay 79 cents, I've seen 77 cents, of scheduled benefits. So when we come back, we're going to talk about 9 other Social Security myths. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those phone numbers down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, or come in for a complimentary consultation at Legacy Financial Strategies, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Herman H. PA, in a development called Linden Point. So if you'd like to come in for a complimentary consultation or do a Zoom meeting or webinar or just learn more about what we're doing. So on the last segment, we only got a chance to go over of the 10 myths of Social Security. We only covered one, so we're going to cover the other 9. So myth number 2. The first one, by the way, in case you're just tuning in, is Social Security is going broke. It's not, but it's starting paying out more than they're collecting, and in a few years, 10 years or so, 12 years, they might only have 75, 77, 79 cents to pay unless they make some changes. But it's not going broke as of yet. Myth 2, Social Security retirement age is 65. Is that true? The facts, full retirement age, or FRA, we call full retirement age, is when a worker qualifies to file for 100% a benefit calculator from lifetime's earnings, is currently 66 and 2 months. Those born in 1955 reached the milestone this year, or the first 2 months of next year. Over the next 5 years, it will increase by 2 months at a time, settling at 67 for those born in 1960 and after. That's your full retirement. Now, you can collect it 62, 63, and you get anywhere from 70-75% if you're 62, and then it goes up about 6.5% approximately, 63 and so forth. We have software. We know how to do start, stop, and start again. There's all kind of different strategies out there, and I'll be giving you a quiz, and you aren't going to believe how many different strategies there are. The 65 threshold is a long time. Social Security truth that became a myth when Social Security was created in 1935, August 14th. 65 was set as the age of eligibility. In later decades, the minimum eligibility age was lowered to 62 when people could claim a reduced benefit, but 65 remained the standard for full retirement. I think a lot of people get the idea 65, that's for Medicare. That's for health benefits, and that's a very vital, important issue. That changed with the 1983 overhaul, which raised the retirement age to reduce Social Security's costs. The increase is being phased in over time. 2002 was the last year in which people turning 65 could claim their benefit. Myth number 3, the annual COLA, cost of living adjustment, is guaranteed. Well, they're talking about the fifth stimulus, and they're talking about index it. And once you index it, if it's 4, 5, 6, or whatever, and next year drops, that amount that's gone up will never go back. So that's a lifetime. So Social Security law has mandated that benefit amounts be adjusted annually to keep pace with inflation. But there is no requirement that this cost of living adjustment, COLA as it's known, produce a yearly increase. The COLA is tied to a federal index. They're talking about changing that. For select consumer goods and services called the CPI-W, benefits are adjusted annually based on changes in the CPI-W from the third quarter of 1 year to the third quarter of the next. In 2020, the index showed a 1.3% increase in prices, so 2021 benefits grew by that amount. But the index doesn't show a statistically measurable rise in prices, but they're talking about changing that. So they call that the fifth stimulus, where people on railroad retirement, SSI, they're going to get rid of the marriage penalty. So stay tuned. They're talking about a fourth stimulus by July 4th, and then sometime in the fall, they'll talk about this fifth stimulus. But let me go back to the myth 4. Members of Congress don't pay into Social Security. The facts, a common complaint about Social Security is that members of Congress don't bother fixing a problem because it doesn't cover them. Actually, it does. Members of Congress came under the Social Security umbrella in 1984, along with the rest of the federal workforce. as part of sweeping changes in the program enacted the previous year. Before that, senators and representatives did not pay into Social Security and were instead fully covered by a pension plan called the Civil Service Retirement System, known as the CSRS. Those in office on January 1, 1984, were allowed to remain in the CSRS, but only in conjunction with Social Security. If you're curious, two senators and five House members remain from those days. Those elected since are covered by Social Security as well as pension program that replace the CSRS. Either way, members of Congress pay into Social Security just like American workers. Myth number five, the government raid Social Security to pay for other programs. One for retirees and their survivors, the other for people with disabilities. Two trust funds that pay out Social Security benefits. Again, are one for retirees and their survivors, the other for people with disabilities. Have never been part of the federal government general fund. Social Security is a separate, self-funded program. The federal program does not, however, borrow from Social Security. Myth number six, undocumented immigrants drain Social Security. Some have blamed the problem with Social Security financial health on undocumented, I call illegal immigrants, draining the system's resources. It's a popular complaint, but a false one. Non-citizens, under the same terms as native-born and naturalized Americans, but undocumented illegal immigrants, people are not allowed to claim benefits. There is evidence that illegal immigrants, workers actually improve Social Security bottom line. I don't know about that. Some do obtain Social Security numbers under false pretenses. I know that. And payroll taxes are withheld from their wages, even though they are not eligible to later collect benefits. A report by the Social Security actuary said that the illegal immigrants made a net contribution of about $12 billion to the program in 2010, and their earnings were likely to benefit the financial status. What about now? I don't know. Myth 7, Social Security is like a retirement savings account. The government does not show payroll contributions in a personal account for you to be paid out with interest when you retire. Your benefit is based on how much money you earn over your working life, not on how much you paid into the system. I think your highest 35 years. You might think of it less like a savings for retirement. There are other vehicles for that. And more like earned benefit of the government promised to pay you if you have some income in later years. Emphasis on some. Myth 8, you don't pay taxes on Social Security benefits. The facts was true until 1984, Social Security overhauled, and if you make anywhere on a single person, $25,000, a married couple, $34,000, up to 50% of your Social Security benefits could be subject to ordinary income taxes. If you make more than $44,000 as a married couple, or 32%, or $32,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be subject to ordinary income taxes. Myth number 9, an ex-spouse benefits comes out of your own. If you're divorced, your former spouse may be eligible to collect Social Security benefits on your earnings record. This can be up to 50% of the benefit amount you are entitled to at full retirement. But those ex-spouse or benefits don't reduce your Social Security. They are distinct payments that have no effect on what you receive each month. Myth number 10, you lose benefits permanently if you keep working. The fact, Social Security does have a rule called the earnings limit or earnings test. I mentioned earlier, top 35 years can temporarily reduce the benefits of people who still work, but it doesn't apply to all working beneficiaries, and it's not permanent. The rule only covers people who claim benefits before full retirement and continue working. In this circumstance, Social Security withholds a portion of benefits if earnings from work exceed a set gap, which changes every year and differs depending on how close you are to full retirement. So again, if you'd like to get a copy of this report, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963. So I'll go through a little quiz to test your knowledge, and then we'll continue on the next segment, then we'll talk a little politics. How many rules are there in Social Security Handbook that govern your Social Security benefit? You ready for this? 2,000. 728 different rules. So I think it pays to work with someone who has knowledge in that area. And I'd say the majority of brokers do not. Question number two, as a consequence of not maximizing their Social Security benefits, what percent of Americans leave tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, on the table? You ready for this? 70%. 70%. So if you've done Social Security plan, if you haven't, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want to support message. When we come back, we got three more questions about Social Security, and then we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those phone numbers down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, or come in for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So we're talking about some Social Security questions, and the first two, there's over 2,000 rules, and then people could be missing out 70%, leaving tens of thousands of dollars. That's the number, 70%. So that's why it pays to work someone who specializes in this area, and my daughter used to work over 20 years ago in the Social Security office. So here's question three. For a single individual, the difference between a good and bad Social Security claiming decision can mean the difference of how much in a lifetime. How much in a lifetime between a good and bad decision? You ready for this? $250,000 based on life expectancy. Question number four is, result of maximizing your Social Security, the average increase in Social Security benefits per couple, and the answer is $120,000. So I think it pays you to learn more about it, and you want to ask them, what is your expertise in working with Social Security? And the fifth question, hypothetically, if 1 hour of your time resulted in potentially tens of thousands additional dollars in retirement income, would you consider that a wise use of an hour? That should be an easy one. Yes. So if it is, pick up the phone, schedule a call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's switch topics and talk a little bit of politics. This has been all over the news, and you can check my past radio shows. I talked about this when the pandemic first came out, slightly thereafter, about the Wuhan lab. And, of course, our beloved Dr. Fauci is better known as Quack Fauci. And, by the way, he does look a little taller now since Nancy Pelosi. By the way, Nancy is one person who should never take down the mask. In fact, I think she got to get a mask that covers her eyes, but she should always keep that mask on. She looks good with the mask, if it only covered her eyes. But she donated her stiletto shoes, those high heels, and gave them to Tony, so he looks a little taller. And Tony was coming out with a book and videos, and now they're going to start taking them down because it's like the person who robbed the store and said nothing was going on. Then he decided to help the police in the search for the robber. And the robber happened to be who? Him. Now he says, Fauci, that is, Dr. Fauci says that, yes, I think it did maybe start in the lab. Not really sure all the details. Yes, the government did give money, but not directly. We gave it to a nonprofit that gave the money. And the amount that was reported, like $5 million, no, it wasn't that. It was $800,000 divided by five. That was only $160,000 a year. So he apologized for robbing the bank. He didn't steal $1,000. He only stole a couple hundred thousand. I'm using that as an analogy. So the wagon's encircling. Now, here's what they said. Reporters say Womland leak theory was disregarded because it came from the GOP. Rick Canal was on one of the shows during the weekend, and he was the former, under the Trump administration, director of intelligence, and he says they had it posted. It's on the website that we had two theories of whether it could be an animal or inside the lab from human. And we took, of course, the human idea, but it was on the website. But one of the reporters from the Washington Post says they kind of disregarded because it came from Trump and the GOP. He said that wasn't true at all. It was posted on the website. I think you're going to see a lot of more details about that. I suggest you Google Rand Paul or DuckDuckGo and see the interview that Rand Paul had with Tony Fauci. Now, he thinks his books shouldn't be allowed to publish because he said he likes to read fiction books. So it should come under the title as fiction. But anyways, it was first put forward by Mike Pompeo, you know, Secretary of Hate, Donald Trump, and look, some things may be true. Even Donald Trump said them, according to this article. But again, it was posted on the DNI website. Besides Trump and Pompeo, Senator Tom Cotton argued that the origin of the virus should be investigated because it does not appear to have come from the animal market as claimed by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP Party. Cotton told Fox News host Maria Bartiromoa in February 2020 interview that the CCP has not been honest, no kidding, about when they first knew of the virus. The United States cannot trust the Chinese Communist Party. No kidding. No kidding. So I talked about that a long time ago, and most people probably tabooed it completely. So I think you're going to see a lot more coming out there, and you may see Dr. Fauci say retire. He turned 80 December 24th, and for his birthday, I sent him a gift, the COVID-20. I had that in the other room, along with a one-way ticket to Siberia. But he found his way back. So we'll see if he holds on or not holds on. So what else is in the news? Lots and lots of stuff is in the news. The ELCA elects openly transgender bishop. The Lutheran denomination just elected a transgender woman as a bishop, further indicating the country's further slide into moral anarchy. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, a very liberal denomination, remember this is not all Lutheran churches, just elected a bishop to serve in that church who is a woman who identifies as a man and uses pronouns they and them. I don't know about you, but I find they and them, and you use the wrong context, offensive. She is the first transgender person to be elected to the bishop position of bishop in the U.S. in any major denomination. It's sad to continue to see the church ignoring God's word and encouraging others to do the same in the name of tolerance and love. No, you're supposed to preach the word in season and out of season. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good word. They aren't born that way. That's a decision. If you say they are, you're insulting God. That is not true. My undergraduate degree is in psychology, but I won't go into that detail as well. Joe Biden's budget cancels the Hyde Amendment, forces Americans to fund abortion. Speaking of that, Google or go to DuckDuckGo and watch Rand Paul drilled Isabella Guzman, who's the head of the SBA, regarding money from Planned Parenthood, which had way more than 500 employees, and they're supposed to give the money back, and they're secretly giving more money out. Watch that interview. Pretty powerful. I should probably play it to you, but you might want to check that out. Rand Paul and the head person of the SBA, her name is Isabella Guzman. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I might have butchered it. So remember this, folks. Remember this. God loves everybody. I don't care if you're a homosexual, if you're whoever you are, if you're a murderer, if you're whatever you are. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I think most people would agree with me that you're going to die. We're all going to die unless the rapture happens to come before that. So the question is, where are you going to spend eternity? Well, there's only two places, either heaven or hell. Now, you could be an atheist, not a religion, and deny it, stick your head in the sand. But the fact is, it's either heaven or hell. Just look around you, you can see there's a God. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? We have another radio show we do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., and it's called One Way Radio Network. Why? Because there's only one way to heaven. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation, and you say, I won't go there next year. There's two judgments. One is called the Great White Throne Judgment. That's for non-believers. And then the Bema Judgment, or the Judgment Seat of Christ, for believers, where your works will be tested, but you'll be in heaven. So God stands at the door and knocks. Do you hear him? Behold, today is the day of salvation. Behold, today is the day. Who do you say he is? He loves everyone. The reason, according to Matthew 7, many people says the road to heaven is narrow, the gate to hell is wide. Now, there could be several reasons, but two main reasons, ignorance and pride. First step, James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. So that means repentance. That means what? Ask for godly forgiveness. And mean it. And then accept who? Jesus Christ as the God, not a God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Who do you say he is? The God? A lunatic? Or a liar? He stands at the door. He wants all. But because of ignorance and pride, there'll be some other reasons, the majority of people will not spend eternity in heaven. I give out two books called Case for Christ by Lee Strobel and Heaven. You want to be in heaven. You get goosebumps when you read these little booklets. If you'd like to get a copy, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'll send both of them out to you. There's no charge. We pay the shipping. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit
breaker to protect you for another drop. Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must-know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.